This is what he told me about the murder. Look, him and his brother went there, and they had a job with a roofing company, right? Well, so then he meets the girl. Then his brother, you know, they both, from what he said originally, the idea about robbing the owner originally come from both of them together, because they were staying there. And then he started, once they let him go off the roofing company, he started working there. And so they thought of having the owner, him and his brother did. But then his brother, I don't know, flaked out on him, I guess, because he's pissed about his brother. He was. His brother just left him there. So anyhow, him and the girl come up with the plot. And I told him, well, look, if this guy's giving her $1,000, $2,000, every time he comes and he sees her, then why do you want to rob him for? That's stale money. Why would you do that? And his point was, she was getting $1,000 and $2,000 every time. He wasn't. And he was only getting to get high with her. And so he wanted the cash itself. And the robbery went down because he thought, he went ahead and did it. Because the owner was going to fire him and the manager was going to let him go and get him off the property, he thought. And so him and that girl come up with the plan. And it wasn't the first one they robbed. They robbed like three other people, and one of them was married, and it almost went down the same way as what happened with the owner of the motel. But the girl started telling the guy, hey, you want your wife to find out? You want your wife to find out? And the guy stopped. The guy didn't keep resisting. And if you all could find that guy, I guarantee you he knows all of this too. But that happened prior to killing the owner of the motel. He would look, he started out by breaking into cars, and he would steal stuff out of cars, and he would trade it to the dope dealer for dope. So that's what was getting him by. Then he went into rooms twice, he said, prior to starting with the girl, because they did three in total. He got the owner of the motel was the third one that they did like that, with him sneaking in the room. She would get him in the room, and then she had a deal about her showering, and she'd get him in the shower. And then once they get in the shower, he'd come in the room and take off with the stuff. But then what happened was the second time is the married guy. That happened, and it scared him. So the third one was the owner of the motel. The first one, they got away with it. So they did two other people that way and got away with it. But one of them, they put the guy on blast and told him she did. You want your wife to find out? You want your wife to find out? And so then when the murder happened, I guess she lured the guy because they knew there was a deposit. He was going to have a deposit from that motel and that motel. And he knew there would be 20 to 30 grand that he would be getting, if not more, he said. And so she got him to come. I guess he couldn't believe that he actually come. And then I'm like, well, why'd you kill the guy, you know? Or why didn't you just knock him out? And he said, well, that's what I was going to do, but the guy started fighting. And I guess they tore the room up, broke the window. And, you know, this is a capital murder, guys. They had all the evidence, DNA evidence, right there in the room.